This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Yesterday's death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is reverberating around the nation and locally. Former Boston federal judge and WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner knew Justice Ginsburg personally. Good morning, Judge Gertner.
Good morning.
Thanks for talking with us at this difficult time. Justice Ginsburg was known as a trailblazer for gender equality and equal rights. How has she influenced you and others?
She was the model of what we wanted to be. I remember sitting in the first row at a gender and the law conference at which she spoke and literally walking out and saying, you know, that's who I want to be. And I think she did that for generations of women. She understood her unique role, and she was going to make sure she, you know, she satisfied it. I think she described the kind of lawyers that we wanted to be.
What kind of things came about because of her direct influence?
Well, she almost single-handedly created discrimination law in the United States. It's hard to imagine someone who could have had the kind of impact she had as a lawyer, winning 5 out of 6 of her Supreme Court cases, and then going on to the Supreme Court, in some cases citing the cases she had won when she was a lawyer. So it's really, it's a decades-long effort to secure gender equality in the law, in which she was enormously successful.
Now, you've said that she should not be labeled a liberal jurist. So what was her philosophy about the rule of law and the role it played in society?
Well, she actually believed, I think Linda Greenhouse was the one who described her as a judicial restraint liberal. She was animated by, you know, a passion for equality, but she believed in precedent. She believed that courts have a limited role in affecting social change, notwithstanding her own extraordinary efforts. You know, she believed that courts should speak to the legislature and describe what, you know, what the sort of the meets and bounds of what they can do and where the legislature should take over. And she believed strongly in precedent. She was not about to undo decades of precedent in virtually any area. And then finally, she also was incredibly respectful of the court and of her colleagues. She bent over backwards not to be an aggressive dissenter, not to, you know, diss her colleagues' opinions, unlike other judges on the Supreme Court. So she was really all of those that approach gave her, you know, passionate equality, voice for equality, a very restrained tone.
She certainly has earned a lot of applause. She's been an iconic public figure for years, but of course you also know her personally. What can you share with us about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that might surprise us?
She had an incredible sense of humor. And was extraordinarily warm. I had the occasion to have her introduce me when I was giving a lecture in New York in her name. And she had read my memoir and proceeded to tell the jokes that I was going to be saying in my speech, with perfect timing, I might add. So she was, you know, she was funny. She had about as rich a family life as one could imagine. She was what we all wanted to be. And she also took the time for people, took the time for recommendations, took the time, you know, to write a note thanking you for your work. After I gave that speech, she sent me a volume of Marty Ginsburg's recipes, which was really a riot. Her husband was a very accomplished cook, and she wanted to let me know that.
What do you think you'll miss the most?
Well, it's hard to sort out two kinds of feelings here. On the one hand, missing the human being, which is a deep and, horrible feeling. And on the other hand, missing her voice on the court and the chaos that we're going to see over the next couple of months in trying to, in the efforts to replace her. I miss her, and I'll miss her voice. And I don't look forward to the chaos of the next couple of months.
Judge Gertner, thank you.
You're very welcome.
former Boston federal judge, and WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner.